this weekend, right at the end of a long journey, which the end of a journey is always the beginning of a journey. But what we have done over these last 3 years is to really explore the paths of the Tree of Life. And where it brings us to is this mystery of the unity and the multiplicity, the beginning and the end. It brings us into Keter, the root of the tree that is the crown of the tree. The mystery of the single point that gives rise to the 10,000 things. The name of God that applies to Keter is the name Aye, Aleph He Yud He. The Aleph, the Aleph in Arabic, is the first letter, the first movement. In Arabic, it's like a straight stroke. In Hebrew, it is a circle. And in a way, it is the fountain of life that is at the that flows outwards into the world and gathers everything back into the beginning of things. That's why Ibn Jabir, all the great Kabbalist, wrote his great philosophical work, The Fountain of Life. The name of Keter, when extended a little, is E'aye Asha E'aye. And E'aye means, as a complex meaning, it is both being and becoming. I am and I will be. Asha is that. Aleph Shin Naresh. And then the final word, E'aye. I will be that. I will be, I am. I will be, I become, I remain, both singular and multiple. And in that mystery of the singularity and the multiplicity, when we engage with the Tree of Life, when we engage with the path, in a certain sense we engage in a game of hide and seek, seeking the presence of the divine that peeps out at us in the thousand forms of life, if we can allow ourselves to spot it. So that longing, the divine longing that is in the heart, that is that may present itself as the nature of desire itself, and which often is misdirected into desiring external objects. New car, new house, a new job, a new life. It is really that longing for the divine projected outwards. The path, in a way, begins with that recognition that the external objects are not the object of love, not the object of longing. Now, the poem that I read is an 18th century Persian poem by Ahmed Hatif of Isfahan. It is his Tabjid Band. It's the only poem we have from him, and it is an extraordinarily beautiful poem about the journey. You know, it begins with him roaming around, possessed, haunted by love, seeking your face. Dazed and enrapt, far did I roam. So that longing for love, fulfillment, for peace, for that which completes, is the motivation for the path, is the fuel that keeps us on the path, is the fire that takes us into the crucible of fulfillment. It is the living energy of the Shin, the Ruach Elohim, the divine breath that cannot be controlled, that cannot be placed in a box that is this living, fiery, creative presence that breaks through, breaks through obstacles, that takes us into new worlds and shows us those worlds as our true home. It's the same quality we find in the 87th Psalm when we are invited to enter Zion. We enter through the first through the door, the first through the doorways, first into the city, then into the temple, finally into the Holy of Holies, in which the Divine knows us by name, names us, sees us as those who live in Zion, and tells us that all my springs, all the divine wellspring, is in you. Now, to start to know this place, we have to place ourselves in between the known and the unknown. It's a place that the great Sufi mystic Ibn Arabi calls the Barzakh, the isthmus of land, the joining point, where two oceans empty into each other, the ocean of the unknown and the known flow into each other. This is the place of the living image, the place of the icon that continually deconstructs itself. It is the place where the green prophet Kidra shows us mysteries. Kidra, who is also the green man, the green prophet, who is John the Baptist, who is many different forms, who is the totem beast who appears in the, out of nowhere to show us a face of the divine. And when we become present in our bodies, present in our senses, we enter into that Barzakh place, we enter into mystery. There's the great gift of the body, where the true place of the body is not in Malkut, but is in Da'at. For the body is the living bridge. In our bodies, we lay ourselves down across the great abyss. We unite the worlds of non-duality with the worlds of duality. We are the living icon, the divine made flesh. But in order to stay in that place, we have to stay connected to an unfolding mystery which continually confounds our sense of what is proper, what is expected. It's a great Sufi story of the Prophet Moses being taken on a journey by Kidra. And the story begins with Kidra bringing a fish, a dead fish, alive. But then Moses watches Kidra sink a ship and kill people, or watches Kidra bless an evildoer, a heretic. There are many things that Kidra does that are inexplicable to Moses. And in a way, that is the part of the mystery of the path, is that the inner Moses, the wise and rational and kind even person, who becomes confounded by the mystery of the living breath, of the green life, that is the green man, that is Kidra, that is the Ruach Elohim, that is the holy breath of life. Now in Ahmed Hatif's poem, you have to remember this is written in Isfahan in an orthodox Islamic environment. In this poem, he goes to the fire worshippers, the Zoroastrians. He goes to the Christians. He goes to heretical, disturbing places. He drinks wine. He goes to the tavern, a great phrase that is used in Sufi tradition. He goes to the tavern of ruin. And then he goes on about his girlfriend. The mystery of the path is that trusting the next step of the path. Which is always unexpected. And underneath it, this refrain, one is the he-she unchangingly, one being all in one. He-she, peerless soul and sun, one in all of deity. That refrain of the oneness, of the profound interconnectedness of things. So that wherever we are, whatever we're doing, wherever connected or disconnected we think we are held in the oneness, we are held in the divine gaze. We are never abandoned. We are never private. And the path that he tells us right at the end, the dear name of the friend, morning to night, repeat you, repeat, evening to dawn. And where you shall arrive, reason is lame, and not Gavriel's self comes as your peer. This is the way, this is the prize. If yours, O human being, is the quest, here is the road. But if not, fair is the world, brighter the sky is, kind-hearted your girl, seek no more. You can choose, seek no more. But if you will seek, what you discover, these drunkards, the cupbearers and priests, fire temples and inns, lovers and sages, are the veiled signs of a high secret. And when you in your life surely attain this full mystery, know that this is its heart. One is he, she, unchangingly, one beings all in one, he, she, peerless, soul and sun, one in all of deity. What does it mean to repeat the name of the friend? Well, obviously in Islam there is a literal tradition of zikra, which is the repeating of the name of God, the name of Allah, or Allahu, or just Hu. But at a deeper level, it is that act of remembrance, that act of reaching out, that act of longing. Doing this dawn till dusk through the night. Following the fire in the heart, the remembrance, the longing that takes us beyond. So, this is our subject this weekend. For now, it is lunchtime.